Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. I am the Diva. My name is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. You can follow us on our blog daily at divadaysoflives.blogspot.com. You can find us on Facebook, Diva Days, and our fan page, Diva Days of Our Lives. And you can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. And all the links to all of our social media is right here on Blog Talk Radio on our profile page. And tonight we have Marianne here.
Hi, everyone.
And we have Miss Anna.
Hello.
Hey. And I just wanted to pimp Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka tonight. And
yay!
2 weeks without a dream about them, so I'm doing pretty good. So, hey, Marianne, why don't you tell us what we're up to on Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern?
Oh yes, we are going to be interviewing the irresistible Ian Buchanan from General Hospital, who was on Days recently this year as Ian McAllister, and he came back as Duke Lavery. He plays Duke and Fuke, and I guess we'll discuss that. And it's this Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern. So everybody tune in and call in and talk to Ian.
Yay!
It should be fun.
I just love him so much. I'm so excited.
Oh yes.
See, we haven't had him on.
He should be a lot of fun. He always is a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
I think we've interviewed him. We interviewed him with Lauren, and we interviewed him by himself.
Yeah.
So this will be our third interview with him.
Yes.
But the last time he was on Days, both times we interviewed him.
Always very generous.
And now this is, and he is like on fire at General Hospital. In fact, that whole
show is
like on fire. But especially the storyline with Duke and Anna and Faison and the whole story.
Yep.
Should be fun.
I'm watching it more than I am Days these days.
Actually, yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, go ahead. I didn't watch General Hospital this week, but do you want to update us on what's going on with Duke?
Duke came back. Well, he was supposed to be in a Turkish prison. Okay, he came back. Anna thinks it's Duke. We thought it was Duke for a while. Well, here it's not. It's this evil Faison who has this obsession with Anna. He found Duke in the hospital, made a rubber mask of Duke that he is wearing, and he convinced Anna to go to Switzerland with him, and in the meantime, Scorpio, who is her husband, and she has a daughter with him, Robin, and she thinks Robin, they both think Robin is dead. Well, Faison is in on kidnapping Robin, but Robin also is really alive. But anyway, Robert is on to them, thinking that he finally found out that it was Faison underneath the mask, so they're coming to try to rescue Anna. In the meantime, Faison figures out a way to prove that, to show Anna that, you know, that he's not one and the same, so he has to have a way to see them both in the room at the same time. So he brings in Duke, and Faison is there, so she thinks Faison kidnapped Duke, and So he gets knocked out. Faison escapes. Then goes. They take Duke away. Then he puts the mask back on. So she thinks that it's really Duke, and that Duke saved her from Faison. So that's kind of where they're at now, I think, because Friday's show wasn't on. They actually went. They went to this nurse who's involved with it, and they might be kind of close to finding out that Robin is alive. I think that's kind of about where they're at right now. So I don't know really what, you know, she still hasn't, and she has an inkling that Duke is alive. She feels now that Duke is alive, but they still haven't
mm-hmm.
found him yet. Yeah.
Hmm.
So. Interesting. So actually he has the challenge of playing Duke and then as Faison playing
mm-hmm.
Duke.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really doing a good job with it, just with his, you know, with his eyes, his expression. He's, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing a good job. So that's where we're at in that storyline.
Oh, thank you. And you could follow Ian on Twitter at KiltTripUSA.
Right.
He's a riot. So
and Finola Hughes is on there too. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can call in about 10-15 minutes early on Monday. I'll be call screen, and Anna and Marianne and Rose will be hosting. So, and you guys can call in using Skype. And if, Ian doesn't bite, so call in and talk to him. He's
oh, no.
Fun.
Very easy to talk to. I'll put her, yeah.
Yes, and he's naughty.
Yeah. Maybe we can get him to be naughty, too. I don't know.
If he doesn't get naughty, we'll bring him there.
Yeah, we'll get him there. The Micucci. Micucci's and Clan Lavery. Because the Micucci's are his fans from Days. Which
mm-hmm.
he was on another interview. He had another interview the other day, and that was brought up. And he made the statement that it has been noticed by General Hospital about Days fans coming
wow.
to General Hospital.
What?
Hospital.
What?
He said he made the comment that it has been noticed that they have gained a Days following at General
Good.
Hospital. Mm-hmm. So he said that had been noticed.
Mm.
So I thought that was interesting. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't yeah. Gary Tallman like a total dumbass for letting them go.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, in fact, myself included, when we tweet, I'll tweet to General Hospital, and then their producers and that, you know, they have their own Twitter
mm-hmm.
account there, too, and people, and I'll tweet to them, you know, saying how much,
right.
you know, that I followed Ian there, that, you know, that I become a General
mm-hmm.
Hospital, because I have never watched General Hospital before. So now I'm watching, and I'm because of watching them. Now, I'm also getting interested in some of the other stories.
Yeah,
and
me
General
too.
Hospital is different than Days. They are using their veteran actors. I mean,
right.
Kristen Roberts
mm-hmm.
is back on, Finola Youth, Tony Geary, Ian. So they're using.
And they were
in
playing
fact, most of
Jane
their stories.
They were playing
mm-hmm.
Jane Elliott and
Leslie
Charleston a lot too. In the last while, and I love those two as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's a lot of them. I mean, they have their younger people on there in their storylines.
Yeah.
But they have so many characters. And they,
yeah.
of course, then they have them from One Life to Live, too. We
yeah.
have Poor mm-hmm. Charles and Landview. So they kind of, they're kind of like a crossover there. And
they did a good job bringing over some of the One Life to Live actors. That worked out really well.
Yes. Although sometimes I'm not quite sure which ones are the One Life to Live ones, which ones are the General Hospital, but I'm getting to know, you know, the different characters. And they kind of, they, you know, just the dialogue, the stories, the pace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, when I watch Days and had never watched anything else, and then I start watching General Hospital, you do see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, they don't have, like, chemistry sucking the life, like, lack of chemistry characters on 24/7.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
You know? Like, I mean, like, you think Brady and Chris and Jennifer and Daniel, that's enough to kill a show right there. I don't know.
I think Brady and Chris have chemistry. Jennifer and Daniel, no.
I don't think they do, but I don't know.
And what
but
I thought with General
but,
Hospital, they brought Duke and Anna back. Okay, and I think, they brought these from 20 years ago, kind of
uh-huh.
similar. We had Tony and Anna. But boy, when they brought Duke and Anna back on General Hospital, they used Duke and Anna and gave them a storyline. They brought Tony and Anna back, and that is what they did with them. They were on once a week, and they did. They didn't give them their own storyline. They had them pin all these younger actors.
Yeah.
They totally misused them.
And then they sent Anna up to the room to take a long bath. She was missing for 5 months or something, or crazy. Or what. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were totally
wrong. They could have given
them
a storyline like they did Duke and Anna.
Right. The story was great when they brought them back. And then, like, I remember just, like, dying. When are they on again? When are they on again? And then we get, like, two scenes where they were kissing or whatever, two or three scenes, and that was it. And then we'd have to wait another week or so. And whereas, boy, with Fanola and Ian, they were taping every day there for a while, you know? And it really drew people in, you know?
Oh, yeah, they wanted to see them reunited, I mean, and they gave the fans what they wanted, I mean.
And they've done a great job of incorporating, you know, GH, they're geniuses, they seem to be anyway, because like you, Marianne, when I first started, well, here we are talking to the Diva of Duel and GH.
And we're talking,
we're
kind
of
comparing the two, you know.
But it's like, it's sad because like with GH, they, I started out just, I only, even though I was familiar with some of the older characters and stuff because I watched back in the 80s, I solely was tuning in to see Ian and Fanola. That's because I loved Duke and Anna back in the 80s, and I loved Ian on Days, and, you know, I just fell in love with him as a person. And so I wanted to follow him on GH. So that's the sole reason I tuned in for GH. And I was like, I'm not even going to get invested in these other stories. I'm just going to fast forward through them. But the genius of GH is they've incorporated so many other characters into their story that you start almost having to watch some of the other stories because they're integrated in, and then you kind of go, oh, Lulu and Dante, oh, are they going to get a baby? Are they going to, you know? And then you kind of get involved in these different
stories. Oh, yeah, the
stories.
Whole Lulu and,
so,
yeah.
So basically, I'm at the point now where I'm watching most of GH except for I don't get involved in the Landview characters. I could care less because I didn't really watch One Life to Live except for back in the 80s. So I really don't care about them, and I'm trying not to get invested in that part of the show, but other than like the young kids and then the Landview stuff, I pretty much watch it all now. So
yeah, I have been watching, you know, most of it too.
Yeah.
Much as I can. So, but it's kinda hard to watch two shows.
Yeah, I know.
Days
has been the one that I'm behind on. I haven't even made it through one episode this week. I'm almost through Thursday's episode, which I guess I was trying to watch Friday's episode because Kate was on Friday. But they postponed that till Monday because of the shootings and so. They on SoapNet. I was watching SoapNet Friday thinking I was getting
Friday. Yeah, it wasn't broadcast on Friday.
Right, but I thought maybe I was thinking maybe SoapNet was played anyway. I don't know why I was thinking that. So I started watching what I thought was Friday's, and it turns out I think it's a repeat of Thursday's episode. With
And General Hospital wasn't either.
Dan's
on.
Shaky hands. Oh, okay.
Daniel's shaky hand.
Yeah, so
whatever.
The whole Daniel, so I'm like, oh, great, now Jennifer's the hero. They're each other's respective heroes, match made in heaven. Story done, you can both leave town. Thank you very much.
Now go away.
That doctor and his tremor machine, I mean, come on, seriously? Like, what? Whatever. But,
and then we were getting, Carrie was saying about Brady and Kristen.
Yeah.
And then, did you see John brings a necklace? John, are you still clueless? What an
idiot.
Oh, my
God.
Why in the hell is
you could
John
not figure
up?
Out he brought a bracelet in that box with a
booty
piece
bracelet?
Of expensive jewelry? Come on,
right.
John. You don't know what's going on by now. I mean, he didn't even, like, they didn't even address that. He just said, oh, here's, you know, here, I'm just delivering Brady's gift to you. Like,
yeah. Well, and my thing is, why does he keep circling around Kristen's space anyway? It's like he keeps showing up there. And I haven't even been watching the show regularly, but every time I watch it, John's in her doorway, John's in her hotel room, John's talking to her, you know. I think it's kind of funny, actually. I mean, if nothing else, the one redeeming quality that Kristen has had, in my opinion, is that she's actually made me feel sorry for Marlena. So, And I couldn't stand Marlena for the longest time. So if nothing else,
yeah,
she just
yeah.
saved me rooting for Marlena in all this. But anyway, so.
But she's basically using Brady. I mean, she doesn't love Brady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's using
and,
him.
I mean,
you can tell,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't mind.
And Brady's an idiot again. He's
you know?
Fallen for her.
Poor Brady,
he's fallen for another one
guy.
Again. I know. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't like the way Kristen's just using him. She's just using him as a magnet for John, and that, to me, is kind of
nasty.
Yeah,
she wants John.
I mean, not that I don't mind a booty call for the sake of a booty call on the show, but it's just, I don't know, I just, it's just kind of annoying. But I am liking DeJammy, though.
Oh, aren't they cute?
They are.
DeJammy.
I'm seeing more of the EJ that I fell in love with. You know, when he's with Sammy, there's something
playful
about him, the way they play it, that he just, it brings back the EJ I fell in love with when he was with Kate, when he first came on and stuff. I really loved him, you know, his personality then and all. And we even got a Will and EJ scene this week, too. And I didn't get to make it all the way through that scene, but I was excited to see it because there for a while when they were working together, I absolutely loved their scenes together, and they haven't really been in much together since then. So, you know, I've been missing them. Hello?
Yeah.
Anybody there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dead air there.
Yeah, Gary's turn.
I have to disagree about Brady and Kristen. Because actually, Kristen actually right now is the only highlight for me on the show. And you know I don't like her. That's really sad. But I think Brady and Kristen just went too fast. I think they would have been a good couple if they went a little slower. But
yeah.
I do not understand John giving her the bracelet and not thinking, what the hell is my son giving her a bracelet for?
Okay. I mean, what, you caught that too? Oh, good.
Why didn't he just take the bracelet and go to Brady and say, what the hell? What's this all about?
Yeah.
That would have made sense.
Yeah, he's not suspicious at all that there's something going on between Kristen and Brady.
Kristen's got him snowed because he's a dude and he's an idiot. She's got him and Brady snowed. Marlena's the only one that's on to her. Really.
One of those manipulating women that, you know, these guys are clueless. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how clueless John was either. I was like, really, you're a detective or you're in that field? I mean, you know, you can't figure this out here? I mean, come on. I guess this is a gift because, you know, What was he saying it was for, like, to make up for, I don't know, just like Brady was giving her that bracelet to sort of make amends and all, and that, oh, you know, everything. Why would he do that? Was just stupid. That whole thing was stupid.
Didn't John just say to Marlena he was going to try to stay away from Kristen? And now he's kind of acting like, yeah, now he's acting like he's friends with her, or he's trying to be friends with her. The whole thing was kind of weird.
Weird. The whole thing is weird.
Especially when she's, you know, in the middle of the day, she still just has a robe on. You know, maybe she should have figured she was got some busy.
Yeah, and he mysteriously can't get a hold of Brady during the same time that, you know, yeah, whatever. So I guess the big reveal is when John sees them together. Is that what we're all building up to? Because
that's
going to be exciting.
Yeah, that's after Christmas, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Holy, joy, I can hardly wait. I'm sitting on pins and needles. whatever.
I do enjoy Chris and driving Marlena crazy. It just makes me laugh. Marlena's such a little hypocrite. I mean, she's breaking laws and doing all this stuff to try to get the goods on Kristen, and she's doing everything that she would tell one of her patients not to do. So that kind of cracks me up. And she knows she's playing into Kristen's hands by being paranoid and jumping on everything. She, I mean, if Marlene would have just kind of like simply ignored Kristen, Kristen probably would have gone away by now. But, you know. So, but I mean, you know, you guys know me. If someone was, Kristen was pulling that on me, I would have, I would have scratched her eyes out. I wouldn't have ignored her myself, but, you know, that's different. Yeah, Danifer, oh my God. I mean, they sucked the whole show this week. But when Daniel dropped the syringe when he was going to inject her and his hands were shaking with the painkiller, I mean, I was actually creeped out and ready to leave the room. That was creepy. That's just, I mean, I don't like needles anyway. I might look away if I'm getting blood drawn or whatever, or I'm getting a shot, I just won't look at it. But dude, if someone's coming at me with shaky hands, I'm running out of there. I mean, I'm kind of surprised they didn't do another take, because it was really bad. It didn't look like he did it on purpose either. But, yeah, so she had an appendix removed, and then Jennifer was dressed and ready to leave the hospital a couple hours later. So.
Yeah, Jennifer keeps grabbing her side and everything. I'm like, why are they letting this girl leave? She's writhing in pain. This is so stupid.
Maybe there'll be complications.
I missed the whole part
I
missed the whole
maybe
surgery
he
and everything.
Maybe such a good job. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of a sudden her guts spew out. Oops, Daniel, maybe you weren't such a hero after all.
No.
Oh, whatever. Oh. I don't know. I just can't get excited about those two.
So is Nicole finally over Daniel, I hope, I guess?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Nicole. Yeah, I think it's officially over. I didn't see any
spoilers
about her.
She's got a hot priest to drool after.
Yeah, she's got the priest now, man.
Yeah. You know what's odd, too? I was reading spoilers. I think it was New Year's Eve spoilers. There's something about, like, a double date between Faith and Ejoli. And it's like, what?
Faith?
You know,
oh, we going back to that. And Ejoli.
Conflicting spoilers. One said that Sammy agreed to go out with EJ, but then he spoilers that Sammy's going with Rafe, and then there's a quad rumor with Nicole thrown into it. And, I mean, I don't want... I mean, I loved Julie back in the day, but after the whole Taylor thing, I'm kind of done. And I want Nicole to move on. But he's just going to stomp on her again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean,
I think
I'm going to get stomped.
I mean, Nicole and Rafe would be good.
Yeah,
they're kind of friends. They kind of had a, yeah.
They were at the moment.
She just needs to get away from Rafe. He just needs to let Sammy alone. Ugh. He's always
like
back around.
As long as he's not with Sammy. That's my thing.
Yeah,
he like
comes back around, sniffing around Sammy. Ugh.
Yeah.
Like, go away.
Yeah, so if we don't have EJ with Nicole and not with Sammy, then, you know, I actually was intrigued by the whole idea of EJ and Abby, just so the girl can finally lose her virginity. I thought, you know, EJ's a good way to go.
And I was just
going
to say,
I hope
yep, you're going to.
Chad. That's talking about going back to Chad and Abby. Oh, God.
I think that's what they're, yeah, because he asked her out or whatever.
Oh,
or she asked him out. I forget how it was. But, yeah, you can see that's where they're going,
like,
I think.
Chemistry was so strong the first time, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They really burned up the screen.
Oh, yeah. When they broke up, they were like, wait, did they ever even have sex? We don't even know, because we never even saw anything.
No, they didn't, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't. So, it just, I mean, I understand the point of days. Hey, couples who failed the first time, let's do them again. And let's put them on the front burner.
Oh, yeah, like Danifer again, redoing it.
Again.
Redoing them.
Gag. Ugh. That's just depressing.
Oh, I forgot. The highlight of this week, without a doubt, was Victor.
I missed that.
Oh, my God. I'm not sure what episode it was, but it was Victor and Brady. They were at the coffee house.
Oh.
And he spies Kristen looking at Brady, and he said, oh, that fruitcake's still in town. Oh, my God. It was just hilarious.
Wait, he said that to whom?
About Kristen. He said to Brady about Kristen, oh, that fruitcake is still in town.
Fruitcake is still in town. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
But he knows about Brady has this. He says, oh, you have some. I don't think Victor's figured it out yet, but he knows something's making Brady happy. Or has he figured
mm-hmm.
it out? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did notice the pep in his step one day. I know that.
Yeah.
So that was funny. But
what do you think about all this?
What
do you think about all the secrets? You know, Will's secret and Sonny's secret.
What's Sonny's secret?
I think it's lame.
Chad told him. You know, why doesn't Chad just tell everyone? You know, and that whole story's kind of stupid with Justin, you know, being involved and now. I mean, it's just a way to get Abby to let Abby off the hook. Because she really should be paying for what she did. Gabby. Yeah. So.
I don't know. When your main couples are Brady and Kristen and Daniel and Jennifer and Gabby and Nick, and they're kind of cute. And I mean, I guess I it's classic soap to have this paternity secret and all that. That part can be kind of fun because when I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to when Sammy realizes she's a grandma.
uh-huh.
That's gonna be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that I think that will be entertaining, but so there's going to be some good drama down the line, maybe. Let's see. I don't know. So we'll see. But I am enjoying a jammy. The scenes that I've seen so far, they're cute together. And I mean, I've not always been any jammy, hardcore jammy, but I am enjoying them. And
mm-hmm.
What else is even going on?
Is Abby just
kind of on the back burner right now? Abby?
Who?
Gabby?
Abby.
It's Abby and Gabby. Drive me.
Oh.
Abby. Like, is she just on the back burner now?
Well, I think she's going to, they're going to feature her more with Chad. I don't think she's going to be in the back burner, really.
Poor thing. Poor girl. I mean, not that I have anything against Casey, but Chad is just so boring. I don't know. They could have done something with him, make him dark, make him, you know, either, I don't know, it's just kind of like he's not even a good gray. I can't really figure it out. It's like, I don't know.
Just make him a demure and make him go live with him. And, like, he's kind of, like, fighting
the
demures, but he's acting like
he
one
really
anyway.
Needs
so
to
just,
own, he
just
needs
let
to
him
own
be
his
one.
Demureness. If they're going to keep him on the show, he needs to own his demureness. That's bottom line. It's not working to be the, you know, to be the middle ground there. It's really not. We need to bring back Tony.
We need to bring back him.
And Kate needs to be on more. Jeez, this is ridiculous. Two, three times.
I'm giving up on bringing back Tony. I'd rather let him bring back Victor Cassadine instead of Tony DeMiro.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. This point.
Yeah.
They bring back Mateo and they send him to another year contract, you know he's going to be dead again in a year.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly.
Like, really? Do I need to go see this again? I think I saw the show already. But,
mm-hmm.
Oh, we had Justin back this week. Did you guys discuss that? Yeah, she did a whole episode. Yeah. Justin Curiosity.
Yeah, he told
Chad to shut up. So that was nice because someone needs to tell Chad to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So
get over Melanie, you know, already. She's done. She's gone.
But the thing is that he's still upset about Melanie, but at the same time, too, he's pursuing Abigail. So, you know, he's protesting a little bit too much. He seems more, you know, seems like he's a. I just kind of don't
get
that.
But he wants his revenge on Gabby, though, boy.
Yeah.
I said, go for it, you know. That I'm enjoying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you know what?
I'm not a Gabby fan.
Well, I think somebody's going to stop this wedding. I can't imagine.
I hope. No. I don't know.
Yeah. So.
Maybe Will.
So we have. Will could stop it. Maybe Sonny could stop it. But I think Kate should stop it and declare her love for Nick Fallon. because they have amazing chemistry, Kate and Nick, and they're just wasting it on Gabby.
Yeah, like what do you think?
Well, yeah. You know, she hasn't had them yet.
She hasn't? Doesn't she have everyone? No.
That's what I'm saying.
No, remember? Billy and Chelsea got Nick, but she didn't get Nick. So
She didn't get Nick yet.
No.
Chelsea and
they
Billy.
Wanted to.
Okay.
They wanted to. You could see it in their eyes. They wanted it.
Then Daniel and Nick could practically be in the trifecta club together almost.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They could compare notes. They could bond. They could bond over comparing the Roberts women in bed. No, just kidding. Three generations. Ugh.
You know, yeah, and that'd be funny. Hmm. But the thing is, too, remember we asked Blake, are they going to bring up that Nick and Billy slept together? And I thought he said something like, oh, he wasn't going to discuss it, but it might come up later. That still hasn't happened. So I
thought Billy ran
that
into Nick one day, or no? Didn't she run into him one
day?
Yeah, and they kind of Nick and
Gabby
kind of exchanged
looks. Yeah.
But if you're Gabby, though, why would you assume the next slip with Billy?
Yeah, maybe he told her. Maybe he had told her.
No, he didn't. But I think I would see Gabby being more jealous of Kate than Billy.
yeah.
Kate
true.
And Nick have chemistry. There's no real chemistry with Billy and Nick, though. I mean, she was just being friendly.
Yeah.
So maybe it'll happen. So, but if they're actually going to throw a nice wedding, that'd be a nice change of pace, because we haven't had any good weddings, like I've said, since the Lumi Green wedding, which was a while ago.
Yeah, and nobody's crashed a wedding and, like literally crashed into a wedding in a long time.
Yeah, maybe Sean Douglas will show up on a motorcycle.
Yeah!
That was the last literally crashed wedding, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
To bring him back.
Yeah. So in a way, I feel like it's a waste of money to have a wedding for these two when there's so many couples that have gotten married the past 3 years that didn't get a real wedding. You know, I just...
Yeah, but this was surrounded by extra drama because of the paternity of the baby and stuff, you know. So, but you're right, yeah. There hasn't been... anything in a while.
Because, you know, they basically keep saying, we don't have the money for a wedding for all these other couples, but hey, let's, you know, throw out the red carpet for Gabby and Nick.
Yeah.
And they're actually gone through premarital counseling, which is, that's a first for Days of Our Lives, too.
But heck, the only ones that I really liked Abby and Cameron together. That would have been, like, a good one to get excited over for me. But, like, really, what couples in the last couple of years would any of us have been excited about seeing getting married, other than maybe Jamie? You know, I mean, for some people. But it's like, you know, they don't do the super couple thing anymore, it seems like. So it's kind of like, you know, like back when John and Marlene or John and Roman or, I mean, not Roman, Roman and Marlene.
There you go.
Roman and Marlene or, you know, Sean and Kim, you know, any of those. I mean, that's what, you know, like, we still have Kayla and Patch's wedding in our minds forever, you know, that kind of thing. Jennifer and Jack, you know. So it's like, you know, there isn't that anymore, you know? So it's kind of like, of course, I mean, of course, Kate and Stefano had an awesome wedding. That was great. Whether she's crying and totally dreading it, it all ended up working out. So they kind of had a cool wedding. But it wasn't attended by all of Salem or anything. But, you know, because gone are those days, it would appear. But I don't know.
They just haven't written all that many couples that we would want to see together. There's no long romance or drawn out pangs or nothing. They throw them together so quick.
That's the problem with the writing is we haven't had good couples at all. There's no one to. Like, you just can't wait to see their wedding, and it's a must-see moment, and you call in sick at work and at school to make sure you don't miss the wedding. Yeah, there's really nothing going on. And even the magic wedding was lame. They just, you know, did it in Victor's house. A couple people were there, and I think almost none of the Hortons were there. So you just, you know.
Brady was too busy doing Madison and another pairing during the storm of 2012 or 11 or whenever that happened. So they hardly anybody made it to. Wait, is it Magic's anniversary? November? Was there an anniversary in November? Was it a November wedding? Was it November the year before? Or when? I'm trying to think when it was. I know Sarah would know that. I got the magic reference, and now I got to ask Sarah after the show what when they got married. It seemed like it was November of last year, but I could be wrong.
I can't remember what it was.
So I know it was winter because nobody could come because of the blizzard and everything. So.
Oh, yeah, so it was last year.
Remember? But I thought it was November, but I could be wrong.
It's been a year already. They made it the first year. They made it through the first year.
Wow.
Aw, congratulations.
Well, I know Sarah will know this. I'll definitely have to ask her. And Rose did text me. She was in a place where she wasn't home, and she didn't know if she was going to be able to call in. But she did want to make sure that I mentioned that I know we've already beat them to death more than they were dead to begin with. But she wanted to make sure that I mentioned that all the Danifer scenes were fast forward worthy. So I got that information. Rose had a little bit of personal drama. You know, we've all seen the horrible shootings that happened in Newtown, Connecticut. And Rose's family, her mom's sister and grandparents were in the mall in Newport Beach when they had lockdown a few hours ago with a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But they've all been let out now. They got the guy, the shooter, whatever, and I don't think anyone was injured, but her family's fine. They were just in a traffic jam trying to get out of the mall, but it made the national news and everything. So, yeah, we were worried there for a while how her family was doing, but they're doing fine. So it's scary out there, folks. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she wanted to make sure we got the Danifer's newsworthy mention in. She didn't have any wardrobe critiques, though. I didn't ask her about that. I should check with her on that.
Oh, no. I have one. Sammy's hair. Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, what was going on with that on Thursday? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was
weird. I don't know what other days it looked bad, but I know Thursday I didn't like the style at all. Unless she was going for third grade. Unless she was going for third grade look or so, third grader look. I didn't like it at all. I thought it was interesting how Sammy kissed EJ's cheek on the way out when she went to go.
Yes, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah, like, cute. You know, we always kiss our boss's cheeks, right, when we're leaving? You know?
A boss like that? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was Father What a Waste on this week? I didn't see some of the episodes. Was Eric
Father
on earlier?
Yeah, he's been on counseling with Nick and Gabby, and they found,
oh.
I guess Nick and Gabby found out that he was, they didn't realize that he was Sammy's brother.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that would
or
be
that
a
he
logical
was back.
Conclusion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I don't get. Why wouldn't the Bradys have had this huge welcome back for Eric, and everybody in town would know that he was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of surprising. He came in so quietly and just sort of started, you know, breaking out in cold sweats in bed thinking about Nicole.
Yeah. Yeah, he's struggling there, most definitely.
Oh, it won't be long, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm wondering what will happen at the wedding. I'm wondering if she'll get him to do it right before he goes out to, like, you know, do their
Mayor.
Wedding. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How
convenient. She's the third secretary, and her
dirty.
Office,
almost,
her desk is
almost,
right in the same room.
Yeah, I was going to say, it almost feels dirty hoping the priest goes rogue and goes wrong. But I'm like, Father, that collar is just, that looks hot. I mean, no, wait, you're hot. I mean, your collar looks hot. No. Like, you really should take that off.
So, yeah.
What else even happened this week?
Mm-hmm. Nothing really happened this week.
Nothing?
Oh, Marlena came to Eric and was complaining again about Kristen.
Oh.
I feel bad for Eric at this point. It's like, I don't know how he gets anything done with the church.
He's like, why did he come back?
Coming to him
he's
with
like
problems.
Wondering, why did I come back to this town?
Get me out of here. Now I know why I left. That's probably what he's saying. Now I know why I left.
Yeah. I'm sure he also thinks that Kristen, I didn't see the scene, but I'm betting that he thinks Kristen's a little angel as well, since she's a church, she's on the board or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, how about a little Kristen and Eric? You know, that could be interesting, too.
I don't know. Kristen's on all the time. You guys know I'm bitter because I think they've tried to make her take Kate's place, and I'm pissed about it, so I'm not too happy about her in general. You know, it's like they're trying to get, you know, she's got the hip wardrobe, trying to pull off Kate. She's no Kate DeMira. Sorry. Bam.
No.
But anyway, and I'm sick of Kate not being on at all, hardly at all. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's been like since.
Yeah,
September.
I don't think she was on this week. She was supposed to be on Friday's show.
She's hardly been on since Ian left, really. Other than a handful of episodes, really. So, you know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I know she's got a story coming up, but still, it's just such a long dry spell for Kate fans, or for any fans of the show. It's just, you know, I know I'm biased, but she makes everything better. I'm just sick of seeing the same characters on every day that I don't care about much. Which is another reason why I'm caught up more on GH than I am Dave. So I wonder if John's going to recognize that bracelet on Kristen. I wonder if he's going to be like, oh, nice bracelet, Kristen. And his little eye is going to go up, like his little squint. And then his John eye is going to go up, and Marlena's going to catch it, and she's going to be like, what do you mean? What's that bracelet? What? And then she's going to find out that Brady gave it to her, and then she's going to start digging around. And then I wonder, well, actually, she already knows about it.
She knows. Yeah, she knows. She wants to tell John, but she's
hesitant
to tell.
And then John's
going to
tell her. I can already see this playing out. John's going to be like, you know, I'm so proud of Brady. He gave Kristen a bracelet to make up, to make amends, so that our whole family can get along now. And Marlena's going to be like, yeah, that's why he gave it to her. That was a booty bracelet. That was a booty bracelet.
No, yes.
Unfortunately, I can't think of another. It's pretty sad that we spent half our time talking about GH and we still can't even
go
an hour
be this
talking
way.
About
yeah.
GH.
I know.
Yeah, And not the whole thing wasn't even about days. We even had
good part of it was General Hospital.
Well, that's what I said. Like, you know, we spent half the time talking about the age, and we still can't fill up an hour. But we've got Ian on Monday night, so that'll be fun.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yes. Yes.
Oh, it's so sweet that he made a tartan for our
McCoochies. Yes, isn't that something?
Clan Lavery. Yeah,
to bring the McCoochies and Clan Lavery at Clan Lavery. And each color meant something different in the pattern.
So
he had it explained. He explained what each thing was.
He's so good.
Yeah, he took the time to do that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he posted a picture. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot. We had an E-Jill scene, and I was so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no flirting. There's no flirting, and E-Jill's actually being nice. You okay, Will? What's going on? You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. See, I don't know about nice EJ. I mean, it'd be nice if it was for real. But, I mean, maybe, does it occur to him?
Maybe, he's plotting.
I know. Well, wouldn't it occur to him that if he wants to get a woman and keep a woman, maybe he should just be nice?
Be nice.
I mean,
try nice for once, EJ.
Yeah, because when he's being a dick, that's when he gets dumped. And that's when the woman doesn't want to be, or he's being controlling. You know, women don't like that. But I was actually getting so excited when they were right there in the scene. I was like, oh, I love the Jill scene. I used to love them. And, nothing. No sparks. It's a real bummer. Bummer, bummer, bummer. I think Caroline's given EJ advice.
Yeah. That was some nice scenes between them two.
Yeah.
She saw the parallel with Victor and her.
Caroline
and EJ.
Oh, that's a pop. Basically, she was telling EJ that Sammy's torn between him and Rafe. Like, we didn't know that already.
Like EJ
didn't know that.
Don't you think they're just trying to satisfy both fan bases?
Probably.
You know, they just can't make a decision. So sometimes you'll see her in nice scenes with Ray and then with EJ.
Yeah.
It's like, make up your minds and put her with somebody, please. Yeah.
And the thing is, too, I mean, I think Sammy just say, hey, you know, guys, I can't decide between the two of you. EJ, you can have me Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays.
Yeah.
And Rafe, you can have me Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Okay.
I'm going to be with Lucas.
I was going to say. Just go with Lucas.
Lucas
isn't even on. I think Lucas isn't going to be on, sadly.
Yeah,
I don't think.
I'm worried about Lucas.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's,
Yeah, so, and actually, I'm actually super annoyed watching Sammy be the bridezilla planning this wedding. And I don't understand. I've never seen a wedding being planned where no one talks to the bride and groom, makes all of the decisions for them. And I just don't get it. I understand why Sammy's even planning it in the first place, you know, probably because she hasn't planned a wedding in a few years for herself.
Yeah, that's true.
But, and yeah, obviously she has a lot of experience, and she'd probably be... do better at that than working at Countess W. But, yeah, it's just the whole thing's a ploy, really, just spend more time with Rafe. And she's trying to get Rafe to help her plan the wedding. And Rafe's a guy, and he doesn't know. Well, why is Rafe planning a wedding for his sister and picking out a wedding dress? I mean, that's just weird. I mean, I know the whole thing, so Sammy will feel betrayed when she finds out the baby's father's will. I mean, obviously that's what's going on. But it's just too convoluted and stupid. And I'm at the point, I actually feel bad for Gabby and Nick because they're not planning their own wedding. And Sammy picked Bill to be his best man. And even though it's obvious and Nick and Will didn't want that to happen. And the thing is, too, Nick and Will aren't even friends, so that didn't make any sense anyway. So, that was, yeah. I'm really annoyed about the whole Sammy Bridezilla thing. But that. So, we've stalled for 50 minutes, do you guys want to keep going, or do you want to call it a night?
That's pretty sad. You know, that's pretty sad because you get three of us, any combination of the three of the many of us, and we can't find something to talk about. That's pretty bad. Yeah. You know, days is bad when we can't even come up with enough to fill an hour, much less an hour. You know, sometimes we go an hour and a half and we're still talking, you know, and it's like, okay. We're talking half about
days. No, there's nothing for an hour and a half to talk about with days. No.
Mm-hmm. And that's sad. I mean, how are they expecting to, like, pull this thing out of the gutter ratings-wise when they can't even, when we can't even come up with stuff to talk about, good or bad? You know? It's just, ew.
No.
Next week, we'll have the Ian interview to talk about.
Yeah.
Right.
Nothing else happens much
now,
next week.
Now, are we doing the show next week? Did we decide if we were going to do it with the holiday?
Yeah. I'm going to play by ear and see.
I'm not quite sure either. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see.
Right. We're
sure
here Monday night.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, that's going to ruin my lost marathon. Son of a bitch. Dude. I was just going to say, I could come here and talk about loss for an hour and a half by myself.
There you go.
And the show's been off air for two and a half years.
Which channel or which network shows that?
It's G4. They show it 8 p.m. to midnight on the East Coast. And right now, I think they're on season 5 because they just had the infamous scene where Hurley throws the hot pocket at Ben. So I think that's season. You have to watch it. It's hilarious. But they're off. The six are off the island, and also Deadlock and Ben are off the island, and Desmond and they're
okay. Don't
to
tell
get
me anything else
because
I didn't see season 5. La 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 la. La.
Oh,
I'm behind.
Yeah.
I'm behind. I'm actually trying to catch up. I've got season 1 and 2 that I'm going to rewatch because I watched it back when it aired, but I forgot that I had bought the DVDs back then, and so I found them the other day, and I was like, oh, I need to do Lost Marathons, and so I need to catch up to get to the point where I can.
You think you have to catch up? You think.
Oh, yeah, I very much have to, yes. I think I made it through season 3 on the air.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So...
Oh,
but I still
want to
refresh my memory by going back and watching.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Nicole.
That was one of the best series ever.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Great acting, great writing.
Talk about character-driven writing. That,
yes.
That show should be I'm sure that show is studied in film school or whatever, because it is the epitome of character-driven writing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when the characters do something out of character, they have a damn good reason. Like, there is some sort of motivation there. But the thing is, they all have themes. Like, Kate is the one who runs away, and Jack's the one who tries to fix stuff. And Locke is always looking for a father figure and a family. And, you know, it's see how that all plays out. But, so I'm going to miss my marathon on Monday. But that's okay. I'll be all right. But, yeah, you need to catch up. That reminds me, every week we ask Nicole if she wants to be on the show, and she's like, oh, I'm 3 weeks behind. I'm going to catch up, though.
Yeah, I gave up on catching up. I'm at the point where I'm like, if it's going to be, the parts I have to catch up on are Daniel and Nicole and Daniel and Jennifer. So what do you think the odds are that I'm going to go back and watch some of those episodes?
Nothing much to catch up on.
Yeah,
really.
Forget. Yeah, don't catch up and just... start at the, on Monday. Don't bother.
Yeah.
Or you just listen to our shows and you don't have to watch the show.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So we have Ian, 10 p.m. Monday, right here.
Here. Right.
And you can call in 10, 15 minutes early. I will be call screening. So.
All right.
I have a feeling there will be lots of callers. I have a feeling.
Yes, so try to call in early if you want to talk to Ian. So, because we're going to try not to let the guests have to stay here for an hour and a half, 2 hours like we have in the past. So,
oh, we'll take Ian for 2 hours if he wants to stay.
Yeah, we
I don't know.
Will. But then
he
I
only
feel
did the
bad.
Other chat. Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel bad when that happens.
No. It's their choice, you know. Whatever.
Yeah, Mama yeah. wants to tie him up and have him to herself afterwards.
What's that?
So Mama wants to tie him up and have him to herself afterwards.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so Monday might be our last show for 2012. We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, with Christmas coming up and family in town, it's up near whether or not I can do dashboard the last 2 weeks. Yeah.
So we'll see. If not,
we'll
it'll
see.
Be the new year. During the new year, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to do a, I mean, it's going to be hard to do, but, well, the worst part will be easy. The best and worst of 2012.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worst part would be really easy to do. The best, that's going to be hard. That's gonna be a lot of crickets. Like, seriously, we would say the best couple of 2012.
I would have said Kate and Ian, but then they killed them off, so or they ruined it.
Yeah.
At least they have the best starting out of trying to, like, the mystery man comes back to into her life. And anyway, we can talk about that then, but yeah, I'm still bitter, but whatever.
And think about the worst a couple would be. I mean, can you imagine the ties on that? You got Danifer. You have Bradison. I mean, Bradison might be the worst.
That was probably the worst. Because, I mean, it was hard for me to even watch his bare chest with her in the frame. You know, and that's, for me not to be able to enjoy, you know, I can usually enjoy Brady's chest obstructed or unobstructed, but with Madison in the frame, it always tended to kill the mood for me. So, you know, that would probably have to be the worst. But the year before, it would have had to have been Taylor and EJ. But anyway.
Travis in the chat room mentioned Wilson is probably best couple of the year. That probably would
be. Yeah, that's true.
That'd probably be the most logical one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, too, they can win by default.
And they've had the most classic soaps. That's the irony. They're writing Wilson like they should write all of the character, all of the love stories. I mean, I have my criticisms of the way they've written them, but I mean, because I really loved Will's story a lot more, probably leading up to that point, but. I still think they've written them more as a classic soap couple than they have most of the other couples on the show. And it's like, hello, could you try to remember those little soap conventions that keep people watching year after year after year?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like D. William myself.
Who?
E. William.
Oh,
E.J. and Will.
Oh, E. Jill. I call him E. Jill. I thought of another bad couple, Carrie and Rafe.
Yeah.
And there was Rafe and Nicole, and there was Daniel and Nicole.
Well, I liked Rafe and Nicole.
I liked Rafe and Nicole.
Yeah. Mama Houston, I liked those two.
Yeah.
It was more.
I'm telling you, Nicole was the only one that brought up, that made Rafe a little bit watchable and a little bit alive a little bit.
I actually kind of liked Rafe.
That's it.
You know, I mean, and I kind of like Rafe. Honestly, I'm realizing I like Rafe as long as he's not with Sammy. I don't know why, you know.
Yeah.
And I started out liking Rafe with Sammy when they were first together, but I quickly changed my mind on that, and ever since it's been downhill. But I actually have to say, I mean, even though all the criticisms stand with prior criticisms of him, but I actually like him a lot better with everybody else. Even in scenes with Hope, I kind of like him. Not as a pairing, but just, you know, I just find him more appealing than I do when he's with Sammy, and it's nothing against Allie or anything. I just think Faith just does not work for me at all, and that's not coming from a diehardy jammy or anything like that. It's just not worked for a long time for me, but whatever.
Oh, I don't neglect. I want to give more shout outs in the chat room. David, we haven't given him a shout out yet. So David's in the chat room.
All right.
Jennifer and Jan.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, everybody.
Jan and David.
Hi.
Travis.
They're talking more about Dave than we are. So. You just send her in the chat room.
Oh, well.
Travis thinks Jennifer needs to date Steph now.
He needs what? She needs what?
Jennifer needs to embrace the dark side and date Stefano.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Wow. Interesting. I don't know. He might want her just for her organs, remember? He's in the organ trading business. And, you know, since she already has scars there, I mean, he could just, like, find them easily. And, you know. But, of course, the appendix is removed, but, you know, whatever. But
yeah, he did try to take her heart. I forgot all about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be awkward down the line, you know, in a relationship. You know, at first I would say, Travis, maybe you're on to something. But, you know, like date three or four, it's like, yeah, I have this scar, you know, it's from when my heart was removed by you. It's like, oh, Stefano, don't do that to me. Just rip my heart out. Why don't you? He goes, well, as a matter of fact, I've tried. You know, I mean, the scenarios could be endless on that one. Don't break my heart. Why would I break your heart when I could easily rip it out of your chest like I did the last time? You know, I mean, there's all kinds of dialogue. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Awesome. No. Anyway, now, after Stefano's had Kate, there's really nowhere to go after that because he had awesomeness times a thousand, so... You know, he's just going to have to be alone for a while, I guess.
Stefano needs to get his ass back in Salem. I mean, Ashton's waiting for Joe to recuperate, but, Stefano's not that much fun when he's not in town. So, oh, well. Okay. I think we'll call tonight. We managed to stretch it out till 11:02.
So. All righty. We spread it well.
All right, everybody. Everybody, be back here on Monday.
Yep, Monday night. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.